But my dear child, 'tis a beautiful day, yet here you lie sleeping the sunshine away. Your grandmama's ill, and I wish you to take this pot of fresh butter, this nice oaten cake. Your breakfast with her, so your journey begin. Make haste to her cot, lift the latch and walk in. If gossips you meet, give a curtsy and say, you've business to mind and you can't stop to play. You've business to mind and you can't stop to play.
As merry as a cricket with her basket on her arm, the little girl that riding hood went bounding to the farm. Down hill and o'er the meadow, through the green wood and the plain, there never was a better or a happier little maid. But well a day, oh well a day, there was a field close by where buttercups and daisies looked so charming to the eye. Then she forgot her mother's wish, the grandmama she loved, and like a little idle girl among the flowers she rode.
When once we lose sight of our duty, we never know how it may end. There's always some wolf in sheep's clothing, some foe in the garb of a friend.
So 'twas with poor Red Riding Hood, she told the wolf her tale, how she was sent with basket filled to pleasant Hollydale, and how her grandmama was ill, what dainty she had got, how anyone might lift the latch and walk into her cot.
Oh, anyone might lift the latch and walk into her cot.
They chatted together and laughed by the way, till suddenly starting he wished her good day.
She was holding a buttercup close to her chin when he bounded away with a nod and a grin.
Now he had been watching for many a day, prowling and prowling in search of his prey. Ho, ho, cried he, what a feast shall be mine. I fasted long, but today I'll dine.
What beautiful flowers, what beautiful cloth, I'll gather just one garden more.
She loitered about, but the wolf galloped on, till he came to her grandmama's door.
Who's there?
Savage roar, a scream, and all was over soon. For never spake she more. The wolf dressed himself in Grant's nightcap and gown, and in the bed stealthily laid himself down.
Who's there?
It's I, Granny, Granny dear.
Oh, the bobbin, come in. I've been waiting for you here.
At last I'll pull the curtain up and show you these bright daisies and this lovely buttercup.
No, no,
I cannot bear the light, and rest and come to bed,
cried out the wolf. She little thought her grandmama was dead.
Just before.
for as much as he desired. And so he let her sleep until he hungry grew again. Then hugging her, she woke at last and cried out with the pain.
How rough and long your arms have grown!
The better to enfold you.
How big your eyes are and how bright!
The better to behold you.
What great long ears!
Yes, they were made that I may better hear.
What frightful teeth you've got!
They were made to eat you up, my dear. It was no sooner said than done, nor bitter, bitter fate. She thought of all her mothers.